Well, the other related unanswerable question at the moment is whether to stop the AI at 5 years. What are you doing?
Eric Weiner gave a very nice discussion at ASCO about that issue, based entirely on modeling and no clinical trial data, following out what the rate of recurrence is expected to be in people off therapy over time using a lot of the Oxford Overview and other data. He actually stated in his discussion that he believes that probably 5 years, even after a couple years of tamoxifen, would be the right thing. He led our ASCO tech assessment on aromatase inhibitors and really didn't jump on the bandwagon for aromatase inhibitors up front. So we gave that a lot of thought, and his discussion made a lot of sense.
So at this point, when you have a patient who gets the 5 years, are you stopping them?
5 years total or 5 years of an AI?
Either one.
The answer is if it's 5 years of an upfront AI, which I'm just starting to come up on now, I'm stopping them unless they strongly desire continuing it. And that's usually in the setting of having 10 positive nodes. And although if they had 10 positive nodes and they haven't recurred after 5 years, I think their recurrence risk has dropped substantially. Interestingly, the MA17 re-randomization trial, looking now after 5 years of TAM and after 5 years of letrozole at another 5 years of letrozole, that trial won't have enough patients to meet its endpoint if we only take patients coming off 5 years of letrozole from the study. So we're going to open it up to patients who were treated off study in a similar manner. And that's the kind of thing I'd love to be able to offer my patients, a study, if I'm going to do something that hasn't really been supported by a clinical trial.
I think the NSABP's got a study that's going
to look at... Exactly. They're going to look at the longer duration as well.
So until that study is available or you're participating in it, right now, do you approach it as an option to continue, or you just come in and say, you know, it's time to stop?
I think it's an option because I think we've only tested one duration and we haven't tested any other durations. And if they still have a high risk of recurrence, I think it's okay. We'll talk about what's going on with their bones and their lipids, which are the things I worry about most. And if those are doing okay, then I think it's okay to continue for a few years anyway till we get more data.
Do you think we'll ever see a study of 10 years of an AI versus 5 years of an AI followed by tamoxifen for 5 years?
That would be a huge number of patients in order to analyze that. I don't know of any that's in planning right now, but it's a good question.
Or the third arm could be 5 years of the AI. Yeah, theoretical study that'll never get done, but kind of. I remember Ken Osborne brought that up a couple years ago as that type of a strategy, but I guess it'll probably never be studied.
Well, you know, we base the bulk of our data on stopping tamoxifen at 5 years on a node-negative trial.
Right.
And there, low risk of recurrence, the toxicities add up. The ATOM and ATLAS trials, we should see reporting on in the next year or so.
And that's continuing versus stopping.
That's longer tamoxifen than 5 years in higher risk populations. We talked about it at the Oxford Overview in 2005, and for a variety of reasons, it's been kind of postponed to 2006 because of getting data in and HIPAA issues and all. So we showed up in 2005 and didn't have most of our data. But in 2005, we were told that we expected the data from the ATOM and ATLAS trial of longer durations of tamoxifen in higher risk patients.
So right now, when are you thinking we're going to see that?
I think we could see it within the year.
Is there another Oxford meeting scheduled?
Yes, in September of 2006.
Really?
They're having all the planning meetings now, so the steering committee is meeting regularly over the summer. And as long as we get the missing data, we had a couple big groups that for patient privacy issues, HIPAA issues, couldn't get their data in time last year. I think we've resolved that.